Phillip Wright III, a.k.a. Scooby. And West Coast Diesel Tractor Pool is next Saturday. You ever been to a tractor pool?
Have not.
You got to go to one.
Heard they're a blast.
Hey, I'll get you in free next week. I'm the PA announcer for them. It's going to be in the Santa Rosa Fairground. Starts at 5 o'clock next Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing that. And I got a watch party that I'm going to be hosting on Overtime with Nick and Bob. It's a Facebook watch party. I live up in Kelseyville, and I don't like watching the games by myself. So you can go on Overtime with Nick and Bob and check it out. I'll be watching the Packers and the Bears next Thursday night to start the NFL season off. And I encourage all the listeners to go to Overtime with Nick and Bob and join me. Watch the game with me and give me your thoughts on 49ers and the Raiders. I'll be going on all those games. So I'm excited about that. But back to business here. The teams have come back on the field. Jeff, if you were the halftime coach for the Santa Rosa Panthers, Russell Ponce, you're going to be Russell Ponce. What would you tell your team after that halftime? Now you're trailing 27-20. What would be your speech to your players here coming out for the last 30 minutes?
Well, as far as the speech goes, you're doing a great job of competing out there with the guys. I think from a formation standpoint, you got to do a better job of loading the box. Petaluma is slicing and dicing right now with their running attack. So take less DBs off the field, maybe bring on a little bit more linebackers, somebody bang and clash up there, try and wheel in these running backs. They are pretty shifty. But Petaluma has shown that they're not committed to throwing the ball over the top, so I think it'd be a wise investment for the Panthers to load the box, see if you can't slow down the run game, maybe force some passes out there. Let's see your DBs make some plays.
Yeah, I like that. I think I would concur with that. If I'm Petaluma coach Rick Crist, I'm going to try to keep the pressure on quarterback Trevor Anderson. That's been the formula for success for the Trojans. When they can get pressure on Trevor Anderson, he has not thrown the ball very accurately, but there hasn't been enough pressure on him.
Nearly enough pressure. Like you were saying, the more pressure you get on Anderson, the more likely he is to throw it away. You don't get any pressure on Anderson, and you end up with those three 60-yard bombs for some scores.
Well, we've got Michael Barabalt here. He's the PA announcer today for the Petaluma Trojans, but I'd like to get Michael's thoughts of the first half. Michael Barabalt, your Trojans got the touchdown with 5 seconds left to take the lead 27-20. Give me your thoughts.
Well, that was a very economical drive by Petaluma. They ran down the clock just like I know Coach Chris does very well. He's a very good time manager, and he's able to run down the clock and drew up the perfect play. Jack Hartman, who has had 2 touchdown passes now tonight, completing that play to Ryan Sullivan. And it's just like what I thought. You know, if Petaluma could win the line of scrimmage offensively, they were going to score some points. And on the other hand, if Santa Rosa was able to get through the air, which they have, then they were going to score some points. Yep. I think in the second half, it's going to be a battle of offenses. I don't think the defenses aren't really going to have any of a showing. I think it's going to be whoever has the ball last and whoever is scoring the football or making turnovers.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think the defenses are going to have something to say with this because that's what's going to be the difference in the game. If a defense can step up and make some stops, that's the team that's going to make a win. That's the team that's going to come with the W. So, great first half, and I got to tell you, Mike, your scouting report was spot on. You were questioning the defensive backs for Petaluma, mentioned that might be their Achilles heel, and you were spot on, my man. And that's why we pay you the big bucks to be the sideline reporter. Michael Barabalt doing double duty. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you. Let's hope for our good second half, guys.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Michael. Really appreciate it. That's Michael Barabalt. We're going to see if we can't get him down on the field after the game to get a little word from the winning coach. Michael's going to see if he can't do that. And next week, Michael will be in full glory at Rancho Cotati roaming the sidelines. Jeff, I thought Michael did a pretty good job of summing it up. Do you want to add anything as the teams are getting onto the field here for the kickoff of the second half?
I'm excited for a second half.
Yeah, so
I want to see more points.
Yeah. Here's a prediction from Jeff Woodworth. 27-20, what's the number of points needed to win this game? Who's got to score how many points, and that could be the final victory?
Give me 42.
42 points.
42 points, I think, will get the win.
Okay, great call. That would be a 22-point half for the Panthers if they need it. 27 points here for the Trojans. They'd only need 15, a touchdown and a two-point conversion. So here we go. Panthers are going to kick off to the Trojans. It's a really bad kick. Side kick taken right at the 35-yard line. I'm not sure that that was the plan. The ball went off the kicker's foot. Petaluma downs it right at their own 35, and they'll take over, leading 27-20. The start of the third quarter here at Petaluma High School. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is the first game of the week on KSRO presented by Novato Chevrolet. Next week we'll be at Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars are going to be hosting El Cerrito. Both those teams lost their games last weekend. Joe will give you an update of how they're doing tonight. Jack Hartman under center for the Trojans. Gives it to the running back. It comes up the middle. He's got a big hole. And he busts up the field. A 20-yard gain as there was a huge hole opened up by the Petaluma offensive line and scooting straight up the middle. Joey Alioto goes up the middle for, or excuse me, Dante Ratto goes up the middle for 20 yards on the first play. Nothing to it, a straight handoff right up the middle.
Like I said, at halftime, I was interested to see what Santa Rosa was going to do defensively. I see they come out. They still have the four down linemen, three linebackers. We're going four DBs in the secondary. I just don't get it. Petaluma's going to continue to slash.
Hartman takes the snap again, hands it straight up the middle, and another big hole. And this time he's going to go up the field, and he's out of bounds. The ball was handed to Alioto, and he went up the field for another 15-yard gain. Two plays, and the Trojans have accumulated 40 yards.
Nick, the definition of insanity is trying something over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Santa Rosa's looking pretty insane right now. I need some defensive adjustments.
Well, on the other side, the Trojans are doing the same thing over and over, and they're having a lot of success with it.
This game is insane.
Yeah, very good. We've got an injury tied. There's a timeout in the field. Tolofua's being taken off the field for the Santa Rosa Panthers, and he's one of their best defensive linemen.
He hobbles off under his own power. Going to go get some treatment there on the sideline.
Trojans have the football at the Panthers' 19-yard line. Ball snapped to Hartman. Hands it off, and another 10-yard gain straight up the middle of the field. The Trojans are imposing their will right now in the offensive line. They're controlling it, doing a great job of running the football right down the Panthers' throats. Hartman handed the ball off to Randall Brazil, who went up the field. Brazil's going to come off, and replacing him back on the field is Dante Ratto. First and goal for the Trojans at the 10-yard line.
I see a lot of hands on hips already on the Santa Rosa defensive side. We're not even 2 minutes into this half.
Hartman under center, takes the snap, hands it to the fullback. No, he keeps it. He goes around left in, he pitches it out, and going untouched into the end zone, number 20, Joey Alioto. Touchdown, Petaluma Trojans. And what a job by Jack Hartman, the quarterback. Kept the football until the last second and then dished it right when he was going down to the ground. Alioto goes untouched into the end zone. Four plays, a touchdown for the Petaluma Trojans. They widen their lead 33-20, and they're lining up for the extra point. The snap's good, the hold's good, the kick is right down the middle. 34-20, the Trojans strike on their first possession in the third quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Petaluma High School. I'm Nick Mattis, alongside my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth. Jeff, this is unbelievable. The offense that Petaluma's running tonight is just Jack Hartman is a masterful ball handler, and he's keeping the Panthers off balance.
Santa Rosa has no idea what's coming at them. They do. They just have no idea who's going to be running the ball, I should say.
Yeah.
They know a run is coming. They have no idea which weapon's going to take it, which way they're going to go, how many yards they're going to get. They are truly imposing their will all across the Santa Rosa Panthers.
There's a short kick, and it's going to go out of bounds right at the 30. Another little snub kick. I like how you said that the Panthers don't know what's coming at them, and a lot of that has to do with the quarterback, Jack Hartman. He's just a masterful ball handler, faking handoffs, keeping the ball, dishing it out late when he's getting tackled.
Perfectly timed pitches.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Jack Hartman, just a junior, not a real big guy, 5'10", but he has a real grasp of this offense, and he's running it to perfection. And later on, we're going to give some of the names of the big linemen. The linemen are doing a fantastic job for the Petaluma Trojans, and I think we need to recognize them. And right now, this is an important drive for the Santa Rosa Panthers. Their quarterback, Trevor Anderson, needs to get them on the board. He's going to hand it off straight up the middle to Kent Gamble, and Gamble finds a nice hole and plunges up the middle, forces his way before he's pushed down 2 yards short of the first down. It's going to bring up second down and two.
This is a crucial drive for the Panthers right here. You're down 14 points. You've seen Petaluma. They're able to run the ball, run the clock, take care of business. Now it's time for Santa Rosa to do the same. Need a retort here.
You know, Jeff, my question is do they want to continue to keep the ball and give their defense a little rest? Their defense has been on the field a lot. You mentioned they were tired. So this is an opportunity there. They need to keep the football and let their defense rest. Anderson again hands it straight up the middle, and Gamble's got the first down. Nothing fancy about it. Anderson takes the snap and the shotgun, hands it off to Gamble, and he found a 4 yards that he needed for the first down. Panthers are now inside Trojan territory. The ball's placed right at the 50-yard line. I think fatigue could be a problem for the Santa Rosa defense.
You want to start watching what's going on in the trenches, the offensive lineman versus the defensive lineman. That's where all the real estate's going to be won.
Anderson takes the snap again, hands it straight up the middle, and he is smothered. Big number 73, Logan Wagers, the defensive tackle for the Petaluma Trojans, sniffed that out and just smothered him.
Swallowed Gamble up whole. Run for about negative 4 yards. Second down now. We'll see how Santa Rosa responds.
He shot through the gap and hit Kent Gamble right there in the backfield, and Gamble could not gain anything off of it. It's going to bring up a long second down and 12. Anderson has yet to throw the football here in the second half. Threw three touchdown passes in the first half. 2 65-yard passes and a 61-yard touchdown pass. This looks like his time that he may need to throw. Second and 12. He is going to throw. Now he throws over the middle, and it's dropped. He threw a bullet to the tight end. Ball was dropped. Andre Duval, who caught a two-point conversion earlier, dropped this pass, and Anderson had a little mustard on that one.
And you see Duval kind of throw his head back there a little bit. A little unwritten rule with wide receivers. If your hand touches it, you should be catching that ball.
And that's a huge drop. It's going to force a third down and 12. A big play for the Santa Rosa Panthers. They're wanting to keep the football out of the Petaluma Trojans' hands. Anderson in the shotgun. Drops back. There's a rush on him. Now he's going to throw. He throws late, and it's caught. Duval's going to try to fight for the first down. He stays on his feet, and he does a great job of moving up the field. He was tackled 5 yards short, but he was able to get three of them. It's going to bring up a manageable fourth down and one. The ball's going to be placed at the 42-yard line. Let's make it fourth and two.
Now, they didn't get the first down there, but we got to give Anderson some credit here where credit's due. He saw some pressure, progressed through the reads very fast, didn't let his feet get underneath him get out from underneath him like a baby deer on ice, and was able to make that pass to Duval.
Santa Rosa is indeed going to go for it, trailing 34-20, 7:30 left in the third quarter. Anderson in the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it up the middle to Gamble, and Gamble's going to be right at the sticks, and he breaks free. Gamble was stopped at the sticks right at the first down marker, was able to impose his will, stayed on his feet, and gained an additional 10 yards.
Ponce decides that the Panthers are going to roll the dice on fourth down, and the Gamble comes up. Nice.
Did you just say Gamble?
I did.
The Gamble came up. Nice play on words, Jeff Woodworth. Good job. First down and 10 for the Santa Rosa Panthers. The ball's placed at the Trojans' 22-yard line. Petaluma leading 34-20, 7 minutes remaining here in quarter number three. Anderson in the shotgun. Hands it off to Gamble, comes straight up the middle again. He's going to get 2 yards before he's smothered and pushed to the ground. Gamble's had many carries tonight. One of his last carries was his best of the night. The Trojans have done a very good job of containing the running game of the Santa Rosa Panthers.
I'm starting to agree with what you had to say earlier with the Panthers relying more on the run game, probably going to rest the defense here a little bit. You got a lot of guys that are playing both ways. This way you can manage the clock, push your own pace of play.
This is the second game of the season. I don't think the players are in the best condition at this point. It's early, so you're going to see fatigue be a problem. And right now, Santa Rosa is controlling the football, letting some of their players get some rest. Anderson in the shotgun. One receiver left, two receivers right. Fakes the handoff, throws a lob pass for the end zone. And it was almost intercepted. Well defended that time by the defensive backs for the Petaluma Trojans.
Ryan Sullivan did a great job of tracking down that pass. Looked like he was about to go up with one hand and bring that down himself. Duvall had to turn into a defensive back. Pass falls incomplete.
Yeah, good call. Ryan Sullivan is a great athlete. We've seen him catch two touchdown passes in the game today. He's playing safety for the Trojans. He's a tall player, 6'1" or 6'2", very athletic, and he went up and knocked the ball away from Andre Duvall. Third down and 7 yards to go. Panthers desperately want to get a touchdown, trailing 34-20, 6 minutes remaining in quarter number three. Anderson in the shotgun, Gamble to his left, drops straight back, throws quickly out in the flat. He's wide open for the catch. Does he get the first down? Roman Correa was wide open. Jeff's giving me the first down sign.
And those chains are moving.
First down. The ball's going to be placed right at the 10-yard line, just outside the 10-yard line, so the Panthers can pick up a first down. It looks like maybe at the half-yard line.
Again, Anderson facing pressure, remains calm, gets the ball out to Correa, who's able to do something, get the first down, and this Panther drive continues. Melton Moore of the clock.
That's a great call. He is showing there was some pressure. Petaluma is getting some pressure, but Anderson is handling it like a senior would, and he's doing a great job. First down and 10. Ball snapped to Anderson, hands it to Gamble, and Gamble's going to be lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Again, smothered by big number 73.
Logan Wagers.
Wagers is starting to. I'm going to wager on him to make a tackle, okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Wager on the Gamble, huh?
Yeah. This is fun, isn't it? We are having so much fun here. 34-20, 5 minutes remaining. We're at Petaluma High School.
I'm glad that we're able to laugh at ourselves while we're doing this.
Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth just enjoying themselves here. 4 minutes and 50 seconds counting. Santa Rosa, second down and a long eight. Anderson back to pass, throws over the middle, caught and jarred away. A legal hit. The ball went right to the receiver who, once he caught the ball,
Jack Hartman, the quarterback for Petaluma playing safety, comes up and dislodges that ball. Mason Frost drops it for a sure touchdown pass.
Definitely the hit of the game right now. That
quarterback laying some wood.
Illegal hit.
Shoulder right to the numbers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a nice big play for quarterback Jack Hartman, who's doing it on both sides. Playing quarterback, running the offense magnificently, and then makes the play of the game so far on defense to prevent 6 points. Here's the play of the game for the Panthers, trailing by 14 points. Third down and 9. Anderson drops back, rolls to his right, throws back over the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. But wait a minute. There is a penalty marker on the field. Let's wait for clarification. The pass was caught for a touchdown, and it looks like Anderson's on the ground. He is on the ground, and he's writhing in pain. Oh, my gosh. I hope he's okay. Somebody's helping him up. It looks like it might be a knee, unfortunately.
He will be helped off the side of the field.
An ankle or a knee. Let's see what the call is here.
I want to bring it back to the penalty. I did see Correa go down. I wonder if it's a defensive pass interference.
Yes, and that would be – oh, and it doesn't look good for quarterback Trevor Anderson. Trevor's limping off the field, and it's not looking good at all for the Panthers and for Trevor. Oh, my gosh, that's too bad. This kid is a heck of a ball player. Well, he's trying to see if he can shake it off. I don't know. I think you're right on the call. They're talking to Santa Rosa.
He's stretching out. He's doing whatever he can to loosen up his lower body right now.
I sure hope he can come back. He's had a heck of a game. It looks like that's definitely a touchdown pass. The penalty's on Petaluma. Santa Rosa denies the penalty because they're going to accept the touchdown. That's going to cut the lead 34-26. The Panthers are lining up. Let's see if they'll go for a two-point conversion here. Their quarterback, Trevor Anderson, is on the sideline.
Currently discussing with the athletic trainer. You know, after four touchdown passes, he's got to be chirping her up saying, I'm good to go, I'm good to go, I can get back out there.
It seems like he's walking a little better, but I don't know if he knows that they're going to go for the two-point conversion if he's coming in for it. Because he's been on, they go for 2 points on their conversions. They're not kicking them. Got a little confusion here, but I got to tell you, that was a beautiful throw. He stayed in the pocket. I wasn't able to see who caught the touchdown pass, unfortunately. Let's see if Michael Barabalt. Yes, that was caught by number five, Mason Frost. You might have mentioned it already. Frost is having a huge game for the Panthers, and a beautiful pass by Trevor Anderson cuts the lead to 8 points. 4 minutes, 39 seconds remain in quarter number three.
A nice bounce-back effort by Frost, too, after having the previous pass broken up by Hartman on the play.
Oh, that's an excellent point right there. He showed some good hands and a great pattern. He ran a skinny post over the middle, and as he broke us off his skinny post, the ball was put right there. And here are the Panthers lining up for the conversion. Taking the snap from center, looks like it's Brent Graham, the tailback. Gamble's going to take the snap directly, and there's going to be a delay of game, it looks like.
And Santa Rosa fans can breathe easy. I'm looking over at the other sideline right now, and it looks as if Anderson is using a foam roller to try and roll out calf cramps. Somebody get that kid some pickle juice.
Pickle juice will do it?
I've heard pickle juice will help you with cramps.
All right, what about Gatorade? Here's the snap, rolling out, trying to throw it into the end zone. He comes to the edge, he jump pass, and it's intercepted.
So that was wide receiver Randy Clay lending an effort at quarterback, rolls out to the right and just gets picked off by the Petaluma defense.
So the two-point conversion is no good. Score's going to be 34-26, the Petaluma Trojans leading the Santa Rosa Panthers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Petaluma High School. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week on KSRO. I'm Nick Matos along with Jeff Woodworth. Santa Rosa Panthers just scored a touchdown on a 10-yard pass from Trevor Anderson to Mason Frost to cut the lead from to 34-26. Their two-point conversion was no good. Anderson on the play was injured, but he looks like he's going to be okay. Looks like they're going to get him some pickle juice. Jeff had said they need pickle juice. He had some cramps in his thigh, but he's up and he's working with the trainer.
Stretching it out right now. Just got off the foam roller. I like where we're headed here.
There was a penalty on the Trojans, and they're Panthers are going to be kicking off from the 50-yard line.
And given how the kickoffs have gone today, this might be the furthest kickoff we have.
That kick's going to bounce at the 20-yard line, and it goes past the receiver and downing it right at the 10-yard line. Luke Revis was able to scoop it up as the ball bounced over his shoulder, and he downed it at the 10. A very dangerous play for the Trojans. If the Panthers would have gotten that ball down there, that would have been real bad.
It's one of those equations where the oblong football and the turf monster teaming up there, giving you a nasty hop.
Now, that's a heck of an equation, the turf monster and the oblong football. Jeff Woodworth at his finest. I'm so lucky to have Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barabalt working with me. Hartman under center takes the snap. Now he rolls out, pitches it late again, but there's running room up the field for 11-yard gain. Hartman doing his thing, kept the football, pitched it out real late to Joey Alioto. Joey got, we're going to give him 11 yards on the game. Ball's going to be placed right at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Petaluma Trojans, leading 34-26, 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Hartman doing a masterful job of running this triple option. Two backs behind Hartman. He gets under center. Two receivers right. Takes the snap. Hands it to the first back going up the middle, and there's another hole. 6-yard gain going straight up the middle. That time it was Joey Alioto again with a nice run, a positive yardage. The Petaluma offensive line is just controlling the line of scrimmage all night long. They're not big, but they're very quick, and they do a good job of getting onto the defensive players of the Santa Rosa Panthers and keeping there just long enough for their speedy backs to bust through. Second down and 2. Hartman again with the snap. Again hands it straight up the middle. No, he fakes it and comes around in. Pitches it late, and a nice defensive play by the Santa Rosa Panthers. It's going to be right at the sticks. Let's see if he gave them forward progress. Coming up for the tackle was the quarterback, Trevor. No, is that number 5? Yeah, number 5, Mason Frost, came up, made a nice stop. They're going to give him a first down. He tackled him right at the sticks.
So those Hog Mollies of Petaluma that we're talking about, we're talking number 52, Ty Tomei, number 54, Jack Santos, standout on both sides, Scott Crane, Casey Pechtall, and Matthew Sailors. These guys have been opening up the lanes for Petaluma's backs and allowing them to run all over the Panthers.
Thank you very much, Jeff Woodworth. That's finally given some credit where we got to give credit to be due. There's the handoff straight up the middle. Fumble! The ball's on the ground. It looks like the Petaluma Trojans recovered their own fumble.
Recovered by number 60, Casey Pechtall.
There's an injury on the field. We're going to popping up late. The big lineman Tolofuho has been.
I think those are some gas of air.
Yeah, not kidding. P.J. Tolofuho is doing a great job. He's going to come off the field.
Get him some water and an oxygen tank.
5'10", 270-pound senior's done a great job. Goes both ways. We mentioned how fatigue could be a problem for the Santa Rosa Panthers. The time of possession is overwhelmingly on the side of the Trojans. They have had the ball 3 times as long as the Panthers. Again, the ball's handed up the middle, and he plunging forward for the first down, straight up the middle field. Number 22, Dante Ratto. Boy, I'll tell you, at the end of the game, Jeff, the yardage that the Trojans are amassing rushing the football, it's going to be up in the 400 to 500 yards, I guarantee you.
It's up and down, every possession.
I'm going to need 5 game balls for sure if I'm Coach Chris, because the linemen for the Trojans are doing a great job. It's unbelievable the work that the fellas, the big uglies, are doing in the middle there. Hartman, there's a false start on the Panthers. Tim Bankston jumped off sides, which looks like it might have been a hard count by Jack Hartman, and Bankston jumped off sides. It's going to give 5 yards to the Trojans, going to make it first down and 5. The ball's placed right at the Santa Rosa Panthers 45-yard line. 34-26, 1 minute and counting here, remaining in the third quarter. Hartman under center. Takes the snap, hands it off. No, he fakes it again, and he pitches out very late, and he's going to be tackled. Boy, that was dangerous that time, Jeff.
He barely got that pitch out in time.
Yeah, that was one where you want to maybe think about the risk and the reward of that. If you're Jack Hartman, you're leading by 8 points as the third quarter wears down. Do you want to take a chance of pitching that out and fumbling it right there at midfield? But he was able to get it. It's a short gain. It's going to bring up second down and 4.
I mean, at this point, you got to let the master ball handler do what he does, right?
No questions. No questions. There will be one more play here, 20 seconds and counting. Hartman under center. Takes the snap, hands it to the first back, fakes it off, and now he throws it out wide. And it's going to be a first down. Hartman's starting to fake me out pretty good right now, I got to tell you, Jeff. My bad.
I'm having trouble keeping up with the football. Dante, imagine what these Panthers are going through.
Yeah, Dante Ratto took the pitch out, got 10 yards, ran out of bounds or was forced out of bounds. With 11 seconds remaining, the ball's going to be placed at the 35-yard line, a gain of 10. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Hartman's coming over to the sideline to talk to Coach Christ. The Trojans are going to have a 34-26 lead as we enter the fourth quarter. Stick around. One more big quarter left. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of